The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, Draft Week Players Lounge right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
In the building.
All right.
We here, baby.
Boys are here. Hecma Harrison.
Yes, sir.
Barry Church.
Yes, sir.
Former Cowboys safety, Toledo Rocket.
Mm-hmm. He'll
most likely be a Toledo Rocket out of the defensive backfield going in the first round.
You see that?
NFL draft.
They call it DBU now. What are they saying?
See if he gives some money back to the...
He probably will.
He got it.
He gonna have it coming out. You know, he gonna have the bread coming out. So you know.
And yeah, right here, Quinion Mitchell, and the Cowboy Draft Guide
there
right here.
There he 2-7.
Quinion Mitchell, right here.
I get him some more swag though.
Some Toledo number 27, Barry Church's alma mater. I am Nui Scruggs.
Unbelievable.
This show
right. Picking that man swag apart.
Yeah, brought to you by Aristocrat Gaming.
Yes, sir.
Man, how was y'all weekend?
That was unbelievable.
Yours was good?
Except for Saturday. That rain was crazy.
Yeah, that was
ridiculous.
What
but it was unbelievable,
weekend?
Man.
Nah, not the weekend for you.
Dang. Hate to see it.
This, well, I'm just going to tell you, I went to a wedding reception on Saturday, off the chain.
Oh, so your Saturday was smacking.
Oh, it was smacking.
Oh, okay.
Hayden Easby. She's now Hayden Easby from upstairs, man. She got married.
Congratulations.
And had a reception, and it was like that.
It was off the charts, huh?
It was.
I'm glad they did it right. They did it right on a Saturday.
They did it right.
Okay.
Cold-ass wedding. It was like that for real.
Hey, that's what's up. Glad to see y'all had a good Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I helped them with their open bar, too.
Oh. Put it to use, huh?
I let it to use. Yeah, everything was good, man.
I love to see it, man. Love to see it.
Got a picture with Judge Reinhold, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, from Beverly Hills Cop and Fast Times at Richmond.
Fast Times, I've only seen pieces. Beverly Hills Cop, you know, that's one of my favorites.
That's one of your favorites.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so, nah, that's man. That was
Was that Wally World, Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, he was
in
all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in all of them.
Okay. There it is.
Nui? What's going on, bro?
So, Cowboys draft. Taking injured players, especially in the second round, has been something that they've done.
They have.
So, let's get your thoughts.
I mean, they've had success. When you look back all the way to, you know, from what I can remember, Bruce Carter, he was coming off that ACL. He had a really good, you know, career here with the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Lee, of course, in the second round. So, they've had success developing these guys, getting them right. The guy, you know, Mr. Smith, he was a second-round pick, too, as well, right? So he had Jalen Smith, he had a couple good years here as well. You know, to me, man, you just got to be right. Because if you're not, that second-round pick, you know, and the injuries just keep piling up, the next thing you know, you got a second-round pick and a guy that's supposed to come in here, and if you're a second-round, you're supposed to contribute immediately, whether it's starting or, you know, you're getting a lot of snaps out there. So if they do go that route, you know, they just better be right, like they were in the past with those guys that I just named. Because if you're not, that's almost 2 years in a row where, you know, that second round draft pick really hasn't panned out. You know, maybe we'll see a little bit more, you know, coming from Schoonmaker. But from what I've seen so far, that would be 2 years back to back where that second round pick, you know, didn't provide much for your team.
Yeah, I mean, but you also have to throw in there. Diggs was a second round
pick. True.
I mean, come on now.
That's true.
I mean, so you've had some success in the second round. I think more than anything, what has been the thing that has kind of caught my attention is just the Cowboys' affinity for injured players coming into the draft. You've heard about Jonathan Brooks being, you know, there's been some attention on him. And obviously, you need a running back.
You do.
I don't care what nobody's saying. You need a running back. But, you know, they're going out on a limb. I think you just mentioned Jalen Smith, and taking him out of Notre Dame with a horrible injury that he, you know, is probably the reason why guys don't play in bowl games now because of what happened to Jalen Smith. But you get a guy like that, and he comes back from drop foot. They were very patient with him. But these injuries, I mean, you're able to pick these guys up, man, and obviously try and make them into something based off of what their past performance was. And I just, you know, Jonathan Brooks out of the University of Texas, to me, man, it's just one of those guys that you hope is going to be there for the Cowboys to pick, even with the injury. I mean, even with it. I mean, Tashard Choice talked about him, former Dallas Cowboy. University of Texas coach. Man, when he talks about this kid, he glows about him. And you know Tashard's going to keep it real.
Yeah, he keeps it up.
Yeah, he's going to keep it a buck. Always. And he's, you know, talk about him being a dog. And you need that. You need that in between the tackles guy. But also, obviously, you're going to be a little you're going to shy away from a guy coming off of an injury like that. But the doctor from the Cowboys did do the injury. Can he do all the other intangibles? Can he, you know, pick up blocks? Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things. He'd catch out of the backfield. Yes, all of those things. So, look, this is going to be an interesting couple of days for the Cowboys, who they pick up in this draft, man. And I'm just – give me a running back, please.
You want to a bell cow.
Yeah, give me
a bell cow.
Whatever you call him. Just give me a dog, please.
I got you.
Jonathan Brooks is 6 foot, 216 pounds.
Big back.
According to the Cowboys draft guide, his comparison is Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Kyle Yeoman's number two running back is Trey Benson out of Florida State.
Florida State. That's a physical dude right there.
Yeah, 216, a senior. His comparison is A.J. Dillon.
Mm, okay.
And Bucky Irving is number three out
of Oregon.
I like
him a lot.
His comparison is Kyren Williams, who's with the Rams.
Okay.
Blake Corum, Michigan, national champion, ran behind a massive, big offensive line. His comparison is Zach Moss, but Blake Corum is small, 5'8", 205.
Yeah.
A very interesting kid. Audric Estime out of Notre Dame, 5'11", 221. Carlos Hyde has been his comparison.
There's an interesting
type of player like that. He is a big back. If you're concerned about third and two, there's a gentleman right there that could definitely be on the radar. Kid out of Kentucky, Ray Davis, 5'8", 211. His comparison to Sony Michel. Mike McCarthy's had an affinity for Wisconsin guys in his career. Braylon Allen, 6'1", 235 pounds.
That's a big boy. I've seen him play.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson Jr., his comparison is there. And the thing that they wrote about here in the Cowboy Guide, the con on him is a bit of a fumbling issue with four fumbles as both a freshman and a junior.
Ooh.
And Allen never really pieced together a run as a receiver. So.
And, you know, out of all those backs, to me, I like the body type that can get downhill in a hurry. Like I understand, like, we, you know, our offensive line, you know, we're getting things together. We have some great vets along with some, you know, guys that are getting better as they go along. I feel like the back that would complement our offensive line right now would be a straight downhill guy. You know, no juking, no jiving, no trying to create space and all that stuff. Straight downhill and punish these defenses that the Cowboys are going against. You know, these past couple years, you know, since Zeke's departure and since he's been splitting time with TP, we really never had that guy that can just get downhill and punish these, you know, defenses, make them respect the run. I mean, these defenses were playing us with a light box with Tony Pollard last year and allowing those guys to put people in coverage to make those windows murky for Dak Prescott in the passing game and play action. If you got a guy that can get downhill in a hurry, as a defender, I'm telling you, once you hit these guys a couple times, you know, you're going to be like, I got to get in this box early. I can't, you know, play around with this guy. I got to get in the box early and stop him before he gets started. And that'll open up so many more things for Dak Prescott in this passing offense. So, to me, all those backs, you know, they've got great skills individually, but I like the guy that can get downhill in a hurry, hit the hole. If it's 2-3 yards in a cloud of dust, okay, make that defense respect it, and that'll bring that coverage up and allow Dak Prescott, with the weapons he has on the outside, to expose these defenses. So, to me, I like that downhill guy, man.
And I like where you're going with that, BC, because really, to me, that's the intriguing thing about Rico Dowdle, because that's him.
That's him.
He don't have a lot of juke to him. He's a one-cut go kind of guy. And you mentioned the offensive line and having to build this offensive line back up with the guys that you have missing. I think he fits the bill as well. And look, you right now you go and you sign a Royce Freeman. Who is have to give that credit to the organization bringing him in, but right now your backfield is Royce Freeman, Deuce Vaughn, Malik Davis, and Rico Dowdle. you need another guy in the mix to compete, and I just believe that wholeheartedly the Cowboys are going to do that. I don't believe that this is your beginning of training camp backs. You're gonna add a rookie to it in some way, and if they don't go through the draft, I think obviously free agency, you're gonna have somebody in there as well. But I think Rico Dowdle fits the bill for exactly what you're talking about.
Downhill, one cut.
Imani Bailey of TCU has been a player that's come to visit over here at the Star, 5'7", 202, Big 12 performer. Jace McClellan of Alabama has been someone else who's had interest from the team. He's 5'11", 221.
Big boy.
And a local guy. I mean, Jace McClellan got an opportunity to call his games in high school with Chris Beam in the back. He knows this guy pretty well, man. He is a big physical kid. Can also catch the ball. So that would be and I don't know what grade they have on McClellan. I know he's going to be a later round guy. But you have some opportunity there, especially when you mentioned Imani Bailey, also a local kid. Just fast, quick twitch, but he's more of the type that you're not looking for.
Space player. He's a space player.
Yeah, he's definitely, in between and that short area quickness kind of guy.
It's nothing wrong. We could have, a power back in a space guy.
You
have those too. You don't all have to be wrapped up in one package, but I definitely lean towards the guy that's going to be downhill putting that shoulder pads in the guy's chest. So we'll see what's happening, though. We'll see.
Cody Schrader out of Missouri had a really good year. And, there's potentially another player. Frank Gore Jr. played in the East-West Shrine Bowl over here at the Ford Center.
Yep.
And was MVP. Obviously, his daddy, Frank Gore Sr., many great years in the NFL. Junior's from Southern Mississippi, 5'10", 200 pounds. So, by all accounts, we could probably expect to see a running back taken by a club at some point. And the question I think has to be, is it in round 2 or 3, you don't have a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting because they have a lot of needs. So we'll dive, obviously see what happens come Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take our first break.
Let's do it.
Dak Prescott and his future. He chatted with the media on Friday. So let's dive into that. Right here on the Players Lounge, and it's brought to you by Aristocrat
Games. Mm-hmm. Get your game on.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code COWBOYSVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code COWBOYSVIP.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into 2 new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want to munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie bowls, now in 2 new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. #BeYourOwnBoss.
There is no I in Dallas. There is no I in Hart either. No I in Blue Star or in Lone Star for that matter. And there's no I in how about them Cowboys? Smirnoff knows there's no I in football. Football is a we thing, an experience that is best enjoyed together. With good drinks and good folks, home or away, we rally together. We cry together. And we always rally cry together because there's definitely no I in Cowboys fans. Smirnoff, we do game days. Please drink responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To the Players Lounge.
Come out to the Star in Frisco for a Dallas Cowboy Draft Weekend presented by Miller Lite. The party starts on Thursday, April 25th at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy live draft coverage, player appearances, live performances, and more. On Friday, come back for Draft Night Out with alumni and DCC appearances at Miller Lighthouse. Then finish strong on Saturday with the Draft Day 5K presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. For more details, visit DallasCowboys.com/draft.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Heckma Harrison. Barry Church,
yes, sir.
Former Cowboy safety, is here. I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge. It's brought to you by Aristocrat Gaming.
Get your game on.
Thank you very much.
That ain't for free. That ain't for free either. I hear it on the airwaves.
You walk.
I'm coming. All right. I need my
nuggets. Mean that. He mean that. He going to call his lawyer immediately.
Wait a second.
Fred, you know it's going to happen,
you
too.
You know it is. Hey, that's kind of catchy. You know it's going down. Sorry. Got the paperwork ready.
Quarterback Dak Prescott.
Come on, BC. Go on. Go on, man.
I'll let you two dive into it, but I did put out a tweet.
Uh-oh.
And I just simply said, name me another quarterback who's led the league in touchdown passes, who finished second team All-Pro, that is sitting here wondering about his future with the club.
Very legitimate. Very legitimate.
Go on, Barry. Go ahead, Barry.
I get on my mans every now and then, right? But I only go by what I see out there. That's all I can go by, what I see out there. Do I think he's a hell of a quarterback? Yes, I do. I mean, you don't get those accolades, like Newey just said, without being able to go on the field and get things done. Like you just said, you know, led the league, not just the team, led the league in touchdown passes last year, second team All-Pro, was in the MVP category, all that great stuff. So he is a hell of a quarterback. My thing is, and I'm not saying they should go this route. I'm not saying it at all, because I believe that he should come back to the Dallas Cowboys, and he gives them the best opportunity to win right now. If that's what, you know, they're trying to do is win this year right now, I believe Dak Prescott gives you the best opportunity. But the question I want to pose to you guys is, with all this, these young guys coming out in the draft, there's a lot of, you know, great talented quarterbacks in this draft. Do y'all believe, and I could be way off, but do y'all believe Prescott is $55 to $60 million better than these young guys coming out in the draft this year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All
yeah.
right. All right.
No, go ahead, Noah.
So you bring up the number of $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to when the number of $40 million that Dak got. For some reason, when Dak is being paid, we look at it as, oh my gosh, $40 million. Kyler Murray now makes $46 million.
This is true.
Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, they're well over 50. The way this works with this TV deal and the new batch of money, it's going to go up. Dak Prescott, $60 million, if that's what he gets, because right now that's what you're sitting at. Mm-hmm. Here, so you're going to be looking at that kind of number. This is just going to be where it goes to next.
That's true.
But for some reason, people want to point at the player as though, oh my gosh. And you say, is he worth it? The Cowboys determined he was worth it because they wrote it in the contract.
That's true.
They did that.
That's true. They kicked the can down.
At the end of the day, Jerry and Steven could have said no, but they didn't. So they're sitting here with the number. Renegotiated, extended. We'll see whatever they do. But when you talk about, hey, man, is he worth this? With all due respect to Kirk Cousins, is he worth the money he is getting right now coming off an Achilles injury for a guy who's never won anything significantly? That's you true. Asked your quarterback to cut down on his interceptions because he led the league in interceptions. He turns around and becomes the NFL's passing leader in touchdowns in the first year of an offense. So when you ask the question, in my mind, I look at it and I say, outside of winning in the playoffs, what else did he do in this league that says, pay him?
That's true.
No, great. Absolutely great point. But, you know, Emmy, that's why you got the Emmys, man. You're a wordsmith. See, you put it together so well. But other than saying, what the hell is wrong with everybody? And why? What is it about Dak that's so polarizing that people are either far left or far right? There's nobody in between on Dak, right? Mm-hmm. Mediocre. He hadn't done this. He hadn't done it. He did. But then when you point to the money that other quarterbacks make, it, mum's the word. Nobody even has anything to say about these other guys. You give the quarterback that you're just talking about at he market setting deal, and Kirk Cousins just is at his age coming off of an Achilles injury, yep. And nobody's even talking about the Achilles injury. What is it about Dak? What is it about Dak that makes it where he has to, after the year that he had, answer questions about not being in Dallas? If the salary cap, whatever it was designed to do, quarterbacks on all 32 teams take up about 15% of the salary cap. That's the norm. And Nui's just talking about how the salary cap is going up. So if it's $300 million in the next 5 years or so, quarterbacks are going to take up the lion's share of that no matter what, right? And you could point to the teams that have rookie deals, whatever. Joe Burrow ain't on a rookie deal no more. All right, and Matt Stafford is not on a rookie deal anymore. Nobody cares about those deals. True. Look, in order to win anything, you have to have a quarterback. And, you know, building around those quarterbacks is paramount. I think the only guy that can do it without any talent is Patrick Mahomes. And there's only one of him. Okay. That's facts. But everybody else, you are going to have to build around. I think the one thing that's puzzling for me is if you don't get this deal done, it stops you from getting done everything else. You can only bring in these B-level guys, you can't go out and get any free agent of note because of you not getting Dak's deal done. And look, it's just, to me, it gets well beyond disrespect when he has to answer that question. And I believe it wasn't Clarence Hill. It was
Calvin Watkins.
Calvin Watkins that was asking the question. And he has to say, you know, look, I don't – and basically, you know, being here in Dallas, or do you fear going somewhere else? And he's like, I don't fear either scenario.
You shouldn't.
And exactly. What do you think he's going to say?
Exactly.
So let's just run through the numbers. All right. Your 2024 quarterback average ranking in just in terms of salaries here. Number one, Joe Burrow, $55 million. Yep. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. He's also had trouble with health. Part of that is they have not given him a good offensive line in his career at Cincinnati. Justin Herbert, $52.5 million. Lamar Jackson, $52 million. And keep in mind, the year before, Lamar Jackson basically had to demand a trade, and people think there was collusion about getting him paid. Despite having won an MVP, he got the money, and then he won a second MVP. Jalen Hurts, who's been to a Super Bowl, $51 million. Kyler Murray, $46.1 million. Go back to when Kyler Murray got his deal. There was a clause in there about him studying.
Yeah.
So there were questions about how serious.
Put the Call of Duty down, dog. Yeah.
Put the sticks down.
Deshaun Watson, guaranteed salary. Ooh. He's making $46 million.
Yep.
Yeah, that was trippy.
Joe Flacco was brought in. It took them to the playoffs. Deshaun was hurt. Number seven, Kirk Cousins, $45 million.
Yeah.
Then Patrick Mahomes is tied with him, $45 million. Josh Allen, $43 million. Number 10, Matt Stafford, $40 million. Daniel Jones, $40 million. Dak Prescott, $40 million.
Hey, you man.
So if you talk about paying people and you look at the production the last 3 years, Cowboys have been a pretty good team. Is he the Mahomes guy, the Aaron Rodgers? No, he's not. But at the end of the day, they made a determination. We think you're that. They paid the note. And some people say, well, okay, fine, move on. What are you moving on to?
Yeah.
What has Trey Lance showed you? We haven't seen anything. And so maybe that's the plan. I don't know what it is. But if you don't have one of these players, you're going to be in a really tough spot. You want to be Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay is going to pay Baker Mayfield $33 million this year. Okay, they've saved money. But ultimately, where do you see this team in 2 to 3 years with Baker Mayfield?
I don't know. Where do we see the Cowboys in 2 to 3 years after paying? Because, like, if we pay Dak, yeah, are you able to make these other deals get done? Can you pay the CeeDee Lambs? Can you pay the Micah Parsons?
Absolutely. I mean,
after getting Dak done?
So to me, I'll counter your point with this. Is this a quarterback league or not?
It is.
Okay.
It is a quarterback league. I will give you that.
So if this is a quarterback league and you're basing things off that, if you don't have one and Trey Lance is your best option, are you going to use a pick right now? Now you're in the hope game. And Jerry, and I keep telling people this, and I was here, I saw it, the Quincy Carter era, to Chad Hutchinson, to Clint Sterner, to Ryan Leaf, let's roll out Drew Bledsoe. Let's put him on the
bench. How's the top Drew?
Lucky with Tony Romo. They got lucky with Dak. So this has not been an operation that's been finely tuned. We've got a plan. We've got a strategy. The two quarterbacks that have had the most success here, they ran into him by accident. Tony was undrafted.
Yeah.
The only smart thing they really did, because Sean Payton tried to trade for him, and I don't know whether they knew at this point in time, oh, maybe he really is good because Sean wants him.
But when have they took that leap in the first round?
Troy Aikman.
That was a long time ago.
Right? Yeah. So they haven't taken that leap, so we can't sit there and say, okay, you know, they got lucky with this, that, and the third, because they haven't tried that leap into the first round. Now, if it was a fifth, you know, we'd all be. But the process of just, you know, getting lucky on these quarterbacks, isn't that what kind of led them to where we are right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a great regular season, mediocre playoff squad. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're picking right around 23, 24 every year.
Is that what this is that the priority for this organization?
Following up on what you said, we look at the playoff loss, and Dak did not have a good game. Defense didn't have a good game.
Nope.
Coaching staff didn't have a good game. CeeDee Lamb didn't have a good game. Offensive line didn't have a good game. It wasn't good. I look at Lamar Jackson, 2-4 in the playoffs. He did not have a good game for Baltimore. Offense didn't have a good game. And so we look at the performance, and Dak Prescott, 2-5 in his career, and we put it all on the player. And yes, you're paying him that much, and when you get paid that much, you're supposed to make up for things. How do they fix this trend in Baltimore and in Dallas to get your franchise quarterbacks playing at this high level that you want them to be? And then what else do you do with your team? If we're pointing the finger there, then let's also make sure we're looking at other aspects of how have you built your football team. Been talking about it, man. Your run defense has been terrible in these games. The other teams, these three playoff losses, have been able to establish the run and make life hard for you. And you haven't been able to really effectively run the ball. While Tony Pollard did have a nice game against the 49ers, mm-hmm, it was effective, but he got hurt. Broke his leg.
Yeah.
So it's so easy to just say that guy. And I'll go back to this. And sometimes it's about fairness. But I always say it was interesting on who we choose to forgive and who we choose to condemn. Peyton Manning's playoff record when he started his career was terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. 13-3 seasons, getting drilled at home, and And so, once again, it's interesting where you say, I roll with him, and then, well, get rid of him. Getting rid of him, and what are you going to do when you haven't been a franchise that's shown you know what to do? If you draft Michael Penix in the first round,
25. Okay? He's starting all over.
Now you got a quarterback room of Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, Michael Penix.
Yeah.
How are we going to get anyone better?
That's true.
And, you know, you hear the, trade Dak. What are you trading Dak for? He's got no trade clause. And why would you give up your no trade clause to go someplace without an extension? How many teams right now? We all look at salary cap and people have just spent money. Who's in a position right now where they have a slot of $60 million that they can go make this deal, give up potential draft picks and everything else that's there?
I think the cause and effect of everything that you're talking about, especially with teams like Baltimore that had to bring in an offensive coordinator to be able to coach up a guy like Lamar Jackson to make him a better quarterback. Their defense as well, they've pretty much built everything around that. The Cowboys felt like they were built to get through the playoffs, and you're building to beat the San Francisco 49ers. Whatever Dak did, whatever he's doing to tick people off, you know, to be this polarizing guy that the media people won't just choose on and say, look, who's better than him? Because you say Herbert in his contract, but nobody even questions his record, regardless of where he is athletically. Mm-hmm. And even when you talk about Baker Mayfield, as polarizing as he is, he found a home in Tampa and he made it work. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to give him credit for that. Like, not getting an extension done does not allow you to sign your star players. And if you're Dak, you want to be able to sign a CeeDee Lamb because y'all success is equally tied together, mm-hmm. okay? You want to be able to bring a running back in that's going to help you have that ball control, field position, all of those things that a running back gives you if you're Dak Prescott. Man, we just pointed out, there's only one guy that can do it with B-level talent. You know, but other than that, there aren't three or four other quarterbacks that you would mention above them. Now, there are Dak haters right now screaming and throwing their phones around because they're like, hey, man, you crazy. Go out there and get Michael Penix. But for who? For what? I mean, like, come on. Like, you are definitely starting all over again. Maybe that helps you with your contract negotiation with the rest of these guys, but that puts you back at square one as it relates to the talent and at the quarterback position. When in the NFL, the most coveted position is the quarterback. And we are treating ours like, you know, redhead stepchild, I guess. Shout out to all the redheads.
Do you want to become the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, you don't want that.
Where are the Steelers right now?
You don't want that.
And quarterback hell?
Yeah, you don't want that.
You trade for Russell Wilson for nothing.
Yeah.
You make a trade for Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
How confident do you feel in them, even though, you know, they're going to make the playoffs because of the Mike Tomlin team? Wander in the desert. Washington. Since Kirk Cousins left and they didn't sign him, look at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The road to what are we doing at quarterback is real, real hard. Atlanta got rid of Matt Ryan. Look at them.
Very true.
So you can question the $60 million and say, what about this? And can he take him? You can say all of these things, and I will not sit here and debate you to say you're wrong, but I will come back to the thing of, this is hard. We got too many teams out here who don't have somebody.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots. Okay, we're going to let Tom Brady leave. Oh, we can get cheaper. We can get this. We can get that. Oh, we'll use a first-round pick. Mac Jones made the Pro Bowls first year. Yeah. Where are you at now?
That's true. That's
looking.
True. Yeah.
Jordan Love is is the example and the hope that you would think at some point in time teams would do. Let's draft a quarterback while we have a quarterback. Let's develop him. Let's get ready to go. Trey Lance, in a sense, is supposed to be that type of player.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen anything just yet.
No.
So let's get a break here. And when we come back, Thursday night is round one in Detroit. Then rounds 2 and 3 are Friday. And then the rest of the draft concludes on Saturday. I want to know Heckma Harrison's dream pick at number 24. Oh, I want to know Barry Church's dream pick at 24.
Michael Penix. No,
I'm sorry. I don't give you mine.
Don't do that, dog.
Players Lounge.
Don't do that, man.
I'm just messing.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey. Nah, dog.
Are we out?
Yeah.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. Hashtag be your own boss.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into two new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want to munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie bowls, now in two new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Head to Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Cowboys Tacos and Tunes Festival presented by Miller Lite on Saturday, May 4th from 3 to 7. Enjoy a variety of tacos from regions across Mexico and food truck fare while you sip on cold drinks and listen to live music. Admission and parking are free. Visit attstadium.com/tacosandtunes for more information. See you there.
Thank you, Heckma Harrison, Newey Scruggs here, along with Barry Church. Aristocrat Gaming is bringing you the Players Lounge.
Get your game on.
Okay, as we get ready to run out of here. Thank you, sir. Well done. And we get ready for the draft, which will be Thursday night, round one in Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Who is your dream pick at number 24? Heckma Harrison.
You know, hey, this is dream pick because we've already done what we know, being sensible about what we're going to get in the draft. And I've already said offensive line first draft, okay, first pick, all right? So who is my dream? My dream pick, and it's going to be all North Texas here on my dream pick. Oh. And that's going to be not North Texas University. Okay. I'm talking about guys from this area. I'm about to get in my bag. I'm going to go with my man Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy
from the University of Texas. My comp for Byron Murphy has always been Corey Simon. You remember Corey Simon from Florida State doing the Florida State Power days with – man.
Is he a running back?
No, it was a defensive lineman.
Defensive lineman.
And so one of those guys, 6 foot, 320 pounds, but just one of those immovable objects in the middle of your defense. And I just believe that Byron Murphy, he's been that way since he played in high school here at DeSoto. Man, just one of those guys that I think is going to be a fabulous pro. And if we can get some talent like that, man, and I'm jacking that from you too, by the way, but Byron Murphy is my guy. And the other guy, if we trade back, if we trade out, Mm-hmm. Jatavion Sanders from the University of Texas also. He's a tight end.
Texas guy.
Yeah, he's okay. A tight end. He's from North Texas. So
big athletic cat.
Yeah, athletic cat. He's don't athletic. Don't let him fall to Kansas City.
Ooh.
It's going to be trouble.
Trouble.
Yes, sir.
Well, for me, since you went D-line, you know, okay. I like the D-line pick. I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not going to give up on Mozzie just yet. You know, I'm hoping he can. I've got that hopium pack on me. I'm hoping he's able to come through. And we've seen the jump that Tolbert was able to make, you know, from his rookie year to his second year. Yeah. Hopefully, Mozzie can. I'm saying hopefully a lot, but he can make that jump. I'm not asking him to be, you know, Warren Sapp or Aaron Donald. I'm not asking that.
No.
But can he be, you know, Hankins? Can he be Hankins consistently?
Yeah.
If he can do that, I'll be all right with that for the second year. So my dream pick is going to be the linebacker from Mississippi State. I believe his name's Cooper.
Yeah.
Very athletic. Yeah, A&M. I'm sorry. A&M. Very fast, very athletic. If you put him next to a Kendricks, who's been in the league since I was playing in the league, he can show him the ropes. You got to have that 1-2 combo at that linebacker spot. When this team had that at, you know, the Jalen Smith and the Wolf Hunter when he was in a rookie year, the defense was rolling. They was making plays left and right. So if Mozzie can do his thing on the inside and just be Hankins consistently, my dream pick would have to be Cooper at that linebacker spot. Sideline to sideline guy can blitz. Whew. He'd be a nice piece.
Yeah, he's tough. Dream pick.
Dream.
I want to just address Mozzie. Shoulder surgery. Yeah. Lost weight at the end of the year. Right now, he's your only one tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Come on, Mozzie. I got the hopium for you, man.
But where's the trust? Time, proof, and consistency.
Yeah, it ain't there yet.
Are you ready to just trust him? When you say Jalen Tolbert, okay, I want you to understand what you said when you tried to compare his, Jalen Tolbert, disappointing rookie year, then second. Mm-hmm. Jalen Tolbert came into his second year. CeeDee Lamb was the number one receiver. Brandon Cooks was the number two receiver. Michael Gallup was the number three receiver. Was the number four. You weren't sitting around here looking for him to be a starter. Right now, you're talking about Mozzie Smith in a starting role. That should scare you.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole lot of hopium.
That is.
He said hope a lot. So that's what he already told you about the hopium that was in that take.
Is hope the right strategy? Nah. When you look at that. And I just want to make sure we put it all in there about when we talk about it. And that's what we're saying. At number 24, I actually hope they make a trade down. They don't have fourth round pick because you gave it up for Trey Lance. And I had no problem with that, which is why they're not taking a quarterback, according to Stephen Jones, in the draft. But if you can trade down a little bit, then you have an option to maybe secure a center in the second round or Edger and Cooper in the second round, and then maybe someone else later and potentially, you know, 2 second round picks. If you can get yourself the linebacker in the center from West Virginia, Frazier. You need walk-in starters. You need that.
Yeah, off the bus.
Yeah.
So, off the bus, guys. I'm with you.
So if you can trade down and try to pick something up there, and then dream scenario to me, I think that makes a lot of sense because there's so many holes that they need to have filled here.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to give us somebody, though, Nui. Who's your dream pick? Now, you just said
if you trade back and you get yourself in the second round, you can get a high second round pick. That's what I think about a player like an Edger and Cooper or like I said, the center from West Virginia, Frazier.
Okay.
Walk-in starters. That's what I'm talking about. Cooper's got the ability to rush the passer.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of player. He and you know, A&M, you know he's a fast guy, SEC player. Frazier, the center, he's bigger than Tyler Biotis. He can hold it. He's got bricks in the pocket. And I was told he was one of the great character players at West Virginia who, coming into the season, people were picking last in the Big 12 or near last in the Big 12, and that the coach was going to get fired. They turned that thing around.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was one of those kind of key players in the room. You talk about a character guy and what you need in the center spot. That's what I think about. So there's where I'm thinking of when I say trade back. Potentially, do you have 2 second-round picks and do something with those where you can address needs up front? You got to get your needs.
That's
we're out of time. Barry Church.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. Heck Harrison, thank you. Gym, Chris Beam, Joshy, everybody who's a part of this, we so appreciate you. Thank you for checking out DallasCowboys.com radio. Make sure you're watching all the draft shows, all the other shows, as we continue to get you ready for the 2024 draft. Take care.
Later.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!